Mr. Stadler, thank you so much for joining Press TV's Face to Face.
Welcome.
My first questions will be regarding the situation in Ukraine. So now you're a member of the European Parliament. How do you think the EU has been handling the situation in Ukraine?
I'm absolutely sure that it was a wrong policy in according with the United States to support these new powers in Kiev, these putschists who are now in the government in Kiev. And I think it was a part of a strategy of the United States to enforce the crisis there and to bring the Ukraine country and also Ukraine people in a front position against Russia. It is a part of the strategy from the United States against Russia.
And why do you think they have such strategy?
Because if you read the book of Zbigniew Brzezinski, the formal advisor of Ronald Reagan in his staff, he wrote a book about the American century. And in his book, he describes the necessity to divide Russia in at least three parts, that the Americans are able to be the only main force in the world in the next 100 years. And this is their strategy, to encircle Russia with states which are becoming member of the NATO, and to destabilize the internal situation in Russia itself. So this is the strategy, and if you see what they do, you can see that the strategy of Zbigniew Brzezinski is the real policy of America in our time.
So you think all of this was planned?
I think it is, yes.
And what do you think about the EU criticizing Syria for using its own military against its citizens, however they think it's okay for Ukraine?
There are more motivations all over the world. If the first motivation of the Americans is to try to put out the Russian from the Mediterranean Sea, because the only harbor and military harbor point in the Mediterranean Sea is in Syria. They have an agreement between Russia and Syria. It comes from the Soviet time and it continues till now. They have there a base, a maritime base in the Mediterranean Sea. This is, I think, the main motivation of the United States. The motivation of Saudi Arabia and of Qatar to support these soldiers, foreign soldiers, to fight against the Syrian government is that they will destroy the country, because it is a country in partnership of Iran. And this is the open conflict between the allied powers of the Americans and the Arabic, in the Arabic world, mainly the Saudi Arabian country and Qatar, against Iran. And I think these are the two main motivations of the conflict from foreign countries.
I was just going to go back to the question before about how you think the EU is handling the crisis in Ukraine. Are you voicing your opinion in the EU Parliament?
Yes, I did. And it was a terrible situation because I'm encircled of a lot of MEPs from Poland and from the United Kingdom. Yes, and you can imagine that they reacted very, very strong and hard against me, because I was one of the few members of the European Parliament who defended the Russian position and said that the policy of the United States and the policy of the European Union is a policy to become in war, in a hot phase of war, and not in a cold phase. And I think the situation, the actual situation in the world, is very dangerous, because their policy is open, open conflict policy to, and it could be in each moment that this cold conflict could change in a hot conflict. And I think it is not in the interest of the European Union to look forward to this development. So I was surprised about the positions of my colleagues, especially from Poland and from the United Kingdom.
What were they saying?
They are They are the main countries in the European Parliament which tries to enforce and strengthen on the sanctions against Russian politicians. And I think it is stupid, completely stupid.
And how likely do you think this might turn into war?
I'm not sure. I don't knew the exact strategic planning of them, but I see that the situation becomes more and more dangerous from each month to the next, and it is not in the interest of the European Union. And this is enough for me to say, let them do what the Russian people and the Ukrainian people want to do in a democratic way. If the eastern part, if the Russian people of Crimea wants to join to Russia, it is their sovereign decision to do that. It is a question of self-determination of people, and we have to accept it because it is on the basis of the international law.
This leads me to the next question. So now the EU is criticizing Putin for putting Russian forces next to the Ukrainian border, but we've heard that you've got evidence of EU NATO moving tanks into Hungary near the Ukrainian border. Can you please
Also in the Baltic countries and also in Poland. And if you see that NATO brings tanks and air forces and so on to the border to Russia, it is a strategy of conflict, of open conflict. And I think this is strong. It is strong to enforce this conflict. The right policy in the interest of the European Union should be to come down on to back to the diplomatic level, go away from military actions, from sanctions, and to come back to conferences and to the diplomatic way to find a solution for this problem. And the problem is that the Ukraine country, with this putschist government, is not able to become a partner for each side. So I was very surprised that the European Union made this political part, signed this political part of the agreement between European Union and Ukraine with a putschist government. And a part of this putschist government is the party Svoboda. And if you see what the president of this party said about Russians and about Jewish people and about German people, you cannot accept such a politician as a partner of a European Union.
But what kind of evidence do you have of EU and NATO moving tanks into Hungary?
It's coming from Russia. It's also coming from some independent medias in the internet community, but not in the official medias.
So we know that Obama has put sanctions against Russia because Putin has put Russian forces next to the Ukrainian border. But now you're saying that EU is doing the same.
And I think it is not justice if you ask the Russian side to put away their troops from the border. Against their own security interests, but in the same time, I will bring my troops to your border, yes, and then I make a pressure against Russia and say you have to put away your troops. So it is not justice. It is not clear. It is also not a acceptable position for the secret interests of Russia. We should imagine as European politicians that also Russia has its own security interests. And if Russia would do the same policy in the neighborhood of the United States of America, for example, in Mexico or in Canada or in other parts of the neighborhood of United States, everybody would accept that the American side will react, would react, and say, these are our security interests, please accept it. But why not on the Russian, for the Russian country? So I think it is not fair, also not fair from the European side, to ignore the justified security interests of Russia.
So different rules applies to different countries.
Yes, and this is also a different moral argumentation. It's not on the same moral level as they do their own policy.
And what's the worst case scenario that can happen with this situation?
The worst case is to have a direct military conflict with Russian troops. And I hope and I pray that it will become not in this hot phase, but if the especially the American policy continues, it could be in each moment that the conflict could change in a hot phase. And I hope and pray that it will be not in the future, and that the rational policy will come back. All we do now is irrational. All we do now on the Western side is irrational and should bring us more and more and more to a hot conflict. And so I hope that we come back after the European elections in May to a rational policy, because I think that the Eurocritical movements all over the European Union will be stronger than now, and I think that the next European Parliament will be very different to the actual Parliament, because I think that the Eurocritical movements and also the right wing movements, who are not who will not accept the actual policy of the United States and also from the European Union, will be stronger than now.